Blog Talk Radio.
Your mind, your body, and your soul to stir up that new man, that new woman, that new boy and girl in the spirit of being redeemed by none other than our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Praise the Lord, everybody, every beautiful soul, and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the only true living God. Now, talking about right now, is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be redeemed, be renewed, and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, magnificent God, our Father, and His precious and beautiful Son. Words can never fully express our gratitude and our thankfulness to this beautiful man of God, our Prince of Peace, wonderful Messiah, Redeemer, Savior, none other than introducing Jesus the Christ. Right here on this fire, gospel experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unequivocally, and yes, unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer. He's the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful gift of eternal life. He's our only hope and life for this lost, dark, and dying world that you and I are living in, because we're living in the beauty of redemption from our God. Blessings to each and every one of you. I am your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. I promise you, just sit back, relax, and we will all be getting our praise on fire. The gospel experience. Ignite, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because God is not a respecting person, y'all. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be considering for your spiritual nutrition and for your sanctified edification from the book of Luke chapter 18, verses 10 through 14. For our Lord Jesus tells the story of two men that went to pray in the temple. One man went in full of self-centered pride and lifted up, while the other man went humiliated with a heavy heart and beat up inside. Now, the Bible teaches us that the way to go up is to go down on your knees humbly before God. And the pride that we may subject be tempted to goes before fall, Proverbs 16 and 18. So we Christians should live our lives to honor God and then beat up the devil, and not to ourselves and be beaten up by our own inflated egos. We're going to be talking about beat up today. Later on in the broadcast, we're going to be discussing some spiritual principles that we need to navigate and live by so that we can be at our Christ-like best. My special guest is here. She's been my special guest on My Shine on the Spotlight, and she's here. She's empowered. She's full of spiritual influence, and she's going to share with us, talking about gospel artist, woman of God, Nikia LaShawn is here, and I can't wait to interview this young woman of God who's on fire for Jesus. And then later on in the broadcast, yes, our Shine on the Spotlight will be on gospel artist, woman of God, Nikia Street. So it's like the women of God are showing up to kind of give us men of God, of fathers, on this pre-Father's Day broadcast of Fire the Gospel Trend. The sisters are going to come in and give us brothers some encouragement and some accolades for being a father indeed. And guess what? If you don't have your earthly father here, we all have a blessed, eternal Father God in heaven who watches over us, who cares for us, and who loves us dearly. So call a family member, y'all. Call a friend. Call a co-worker, a neighbor, anybody that Holy Spirit God is putting in your spirit right now. Tell them, tune in. Brother Ron E. Jefferson, and he's back from the Internet Radio. God, every soul to this broadcast. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for watching over our eyes, for keeping us, leading us, guiding us, and lighting the fuse that's about to set the Internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire.
Who they tryin' to, but it went another way. All this pressure put me on my knees to pray. See, I'm in heaven all the way. Homie, I got no time to play. Seraphims and cherubims cry, holy. All these issues in my life can't hold me. Demons in the atmosphere on assignment. Trying to run into fear, it's in every climate. But God is still in control. You better act like you know. It's time for us to know if we are made. Distractions all around, but we're the kingdom. Pull it down. Pull it down. Every imagination that tries to keep the good news out. Bring them out, bring them out. Watch out for the glory cloud.
I was little king, but you thought he's glory. Then I went and listened to the
glory. I grew up for his glory.
I gotta tell my story.
Gotta tell my story. All these angels roaring for my soul. I got a destiny they can't control.
Who they tried it, but it went another way. All this pressure put me on my knees to pray.
For the things that you told me when you saw me on the gutter of this life. You said, man, you can pray to Jesus, and I did, and he answered, and I came back. But you stopped believing. You stopped living the gospel that you said I needed. Well, I'm coming back for the head of these demons. It's time to get out from underneath of that steeple, because all of God's people, all of God's people will rise. You know my name. Which one of us will remain? Yeah, when the fire comes, I'm coming back around. This is my hometown, mother, it's my hometown. Yeah, yeah.
All these angels warring for my soul. I got a destiny they can't control.
My God, talking about the kingdom of God right here on this fire gospel experience. Thank you, man of God. Lord, we don't have no problem taking this gospel message to the street. Sounds of man of God, Mike the Chaplain here. Want to thank man of God, Derek Huggins over here at Avidity Productions for sending all that anointed gospel music. We play it all right here on this fire gospel experience. We play traditional. We play gospel hip-hop. We play contemporary choirs, quartets, because we reaching out to glorify God in all of the beautiful expressions that you talented people of God that are singers, that are minstrels, that are vocalists, and that are musicians that have anointed yourselves to be the beautiful orchestras here on earth to glorify our God. My special guest is here. I'm just excited about this young sister. I can sense in her spirit that God's going to do some amazing things in her life. She is just now touching the beginning of what I believe will not only be a long-lasting, impactful gospel music ministry, but I'm talking about one that has God's favor and blessing on it. Without any further ado, y'all, let's bring in this young millennial sister in Christ, gospel artist, woman of God, Zakiya LaShawn is here on this fire gospel experience, and she's going to have y'all fired up. Watch this. See, watch. Just watch this. See. Woman of God. Come on.
Hello,
in
hello, hello.
Woman of, bless your woman of God, Zakiya LaShawn. Come on in the room. How you doing, sister girl?
I am doing wonderful, and how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I told you before we went live on the air, I told you this is what God has blessed me to do. I get fired up every time I have this privilege to present you anointed people of God. Because, listen, the things that God has done for me, I'm talking about decades ago in different seasons of my life, I'm still rejoicing over them many, many decades later. Because I believe, just like our God is eternal, I believe that his favor and his blessing and his redemptive work on our lives is eternal too. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Come on. Amen.
Amen. Yes, amen.
Amen. And we're looking forward to hearing your testimonies of how God has brought you from one point of life and took you to different levels. And yes, I know you've had your trials. I know you've had your circumstances where you had to dig down deep in scriptures and prayers and what and prayer partners, right? Amen. So why don't you go ahead and just, wherever you want to start, tell the listeners a little bit about you. Maybe when you accepted Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, just tell us how you have just grown up to be this amazing woman of God that you are now.
Yeah, so just a little bit about me. I've always grown up in the church. My parents instilled that in me and my siblings. So we were at church almost, I would say, at least at a minimum 2 times a week or more. participating in the choir, mm-hmm. Going to choir practice, going to Bible study, going to mm-hmm. church Sunday morning, coming back Sunday night. You know, we were always, yes, raised in the church. And I appreciate it, me being an adult, because, you know, that's what was needed. And I used to remember, or I still remember now, when I would go to church so much, I would be tired of going to church. I'm like, oh, my gosh, we're going to church again. And I would literally be upset.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I
remember
else.
Those days.
Be, yeah. You know, with, yes, yes. You know, with friends or, you know, hanging out. But, oh, we got to go to this service or we have to go to here. And so it was during that time that, you know, I did not have a relationship, of course, with the Lord. I was not filled with his Holy Spirit. And I felt like at that time it was a sense almost like a little bit of, you know, rebellion almost, because I did not want to go to church. And when I did go to church, I would just sit in the pew and I would just be looking at everyone just jumping and shouting. And I'll be like, well, why are they doing all that shouting? Why are they doing all that jumping and shouting and praising the Lord and stuff? And
come on.
And, but, you know, I appreciate the fact that of what my parents did. They kept us going, and the word got into me. And at some point in time, I became almost a little, I would say maybe a little jealous, because I was like, you know what? If they can jump and shout, you know, I want to jump and shout too. I want to feel his presence. I want to feel the Lord's Spirit upon me. And that's literally what I thought as a child. I was like, you know, I want what they have. And so, you know, God began to deal with me slowly but surely. And it took some time. When I was young, and I believe I gave this testimony on our Shine, on your Shine Spotlight, and that is that, you know, there was a time where, you know, I didn't know, you know, who I was. Again, I didn't have a relationship with Christ. I felt at points in time, especially being a teenager, you know, you're going through that phase, you're trying to fit in. That's what I was trying to do. I was trying to fit in. I felt alienated. I felt like I was just trying to, you know, figure out, you know, who I was and you know, trying to cope with just different things at that time.
Yes, absolutely.
And so, And so I really had to eventually just really surrender to the Lord. And that was a process.
Amen.
That was the process, but the first part was just surrendering for me, and then also, you know, coming to the point in a place of saying that, you know, I can't do this without God. I need to, you know, repent. Mm. I need to, you know, turn my life over to the Lord. I need to do that. And so, again, it was definitely a process, but I did that. And it was nothing but the love of Jesus Christ and people praying for me. You just do not know how much it means to have people praying for you. I'm telling you,
yes,
it makes the difference.
I promise you I do. Man, look, we have all been prayed in. I'm going to say this, too. We have been historically and generationally prayed to the cross by ancestors that were brought here as slaves that never knew freedom. And their prayers was the start, I believe, on this side of earth in our family tree that led us to the cross. Because, see, it goes deeper than just you and I walking down the aisle. That's not where it began. It began, the Lord said in his word, it said that before the foundations of the earth were created, that we were saved. Amen. So it was our destiny. But I like what you said, that we had to go through a process of surrender on our own. God did not force us to be saved. He just knew in advance, because he's eternal God who lives outside time and space. And he knew the beginning from the end. He knew that we would come. And I'm so glad that God wooed us. You said a mouthful when you said it was the love of God. Isn't it funny? When we first came to church, woman of God, we saw people jumping and shouting. And we were wondering, were they even for real? Now, think about it. There's people that may come to church, what, Mother's Day, Easter, Thanksgiving. They see us celebrating God. And they're wondering, is it for real? Talk about the realness that overwhelms us to the point where we just want to celebrate. Now, it shouldn't be too much of a stretch for people that have not been saved, because they go to the club and get full of oil or whatever, smoke some stuff in there, and they celebrate, right? Come on now.
Yes. You made a great point. You know, some of it may not be real. Some of it is real. I know for a fact that what I experienced was real. I would never say that it wasn't real, because I know without a shadow of a doubt that God is real,
Lord.
And I experienced his true presence. I grew up apostolic, and so I grew up in an apostolic environment in church, and there would be times where, you know, I knew it was real. When I would walk into the church, can just feel like the glory of God. You can feel his power, his peace, the anointing. And so that's it resonated with me. So it's like I knew, you know, what was, you know, not real, but I knew what was real as well. And I would say, you know, after, you know, surrendering, because, you know, it's his love, that him loving on me, him, you know, having, you know, patience with me, and the Lord just, you know, speaking to me and dealing with my heart, you know, me surrendering, and then me, again, repenting. And I remember, I will never forget, my pastor was the late Bishop William L. Bonner. And there was like this big revival service. Oh, it's like so many people there. And it was on a Friday night. And he prayed for everyone. He's led by the Lord to pray for the church. And when I tell you, like, it was like the day of Pentecost, like the Holy Spirit fell throughout the entire church. And that was actually the day, by the laying on of hands, that I actually had received the gift of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. And I had the experience of even speaking in tongues as he gave me the utterance. And so when I went through that experience, I knew, like I said, without a shadow of a doubt, that God had instantly changed me. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He instantly.
Come on.
Hey, God, he instantly changed me. He
Lord, he'll do it.
And if he can do it for me, he can do it for anybody else.
It don't take God all day to do what he does.
No.
He is an instantaneous God when he chooses. And for those of us that are still out there waiting for revelation or for circumstances to change, trust me, your waiting is in your best benefit. It's for your good because God has aligned everything out to happen in its perfect season. Now, listen, I heard you say you grew up in the Apostolic Church. I love all of the different denominations and celebratory ways of Christians, right? I grew up into the Baptist Church. So we didn't do a lot of things that Apostolic Church does, and that's fine with me. But one day, listen, woman of God, one day I was dreaming, and I was speaking in tongues in the dream. And for me, my dreams are very clear. Sometimes I don't even know it's a dream until I wake up. That's how vivid and clear my dreams are. I think it's really, really happening, right? Do you know it was not a dream? In my sleep, woman of God, I was actually speaking in tongues, and I woke up and I heard myself for the first and only time speaking in tongues. That blew me away. Because it's not, for me, evidence of my salvation to speak in tongues. I know we have different denominational beliefs within the body of Christ, and that's fine with me because I know what I believe. I'm like you. I know what I believe. It's been confirmed by my life. But for me to do that, coming from the Baptist, and I never had a problem with people that speak in tongues, interpret tongues, and things like that. You know, some people in the Christian body or whatever, they have issues with it. I don't. It's in the Word, so I'm good with it. But when I went through that personal experience myself, it widened my respect for the body of Christ and for God to allow me this wonderful privilege to experience this for myself. So I love how God moves. And let me say this before we get to this amazing song that you have blessed us with, Everlasting Love. Isn't it just like the mind of God, how we'll struggle and fight, and we'll make faces at our parents when they tell us it's time to go to church, because I did it too. Matter of fact, I knew when the church bus was coming, and I would be down the street watching my mama and my brother leave because, man, I'm so tired of going to church. Don't you know it's summertime, and you want us to go to church 4 or 5 times a week? Mama, come on. But what about those people that were at church already that we watched, right? And that had an influence on us because I heard you say, and it happened to me too, you saw them in their intimate relationship with God either celebrating or crying or praying or just walking, pacing the church. And you and I and many people listening to this broadcast said the very same thing. I want what they have. God uses other people as continuation of influences for us to be wooed closer to him. It's almost like being close to the money bag but can't reach it. See, we can relate to money when I say money. Being close enough to almost touch it, but not yet putting a grab on it. God wants us to reach and extend ourselves and then put the grab on it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God wants to also extend to us his everlasting love.
Let me tell you about a man. He's every word you pray. He's every tear you cry to know the reason why. He is there for the broken heart and those with false hope. He wants to forgive you for your sins, to trust.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. Fire, the gospel experience. We are your internet radio gospel evangelistic ministry where we glorify God to the fullest. And then we are here to inspire everyone that's listening to this broadcast to go higher in God, to search out the deep reaches, recesses and reaches of knowledge for God in his word. And then let that word infiltrate your mind, body, and spirit, and then be that bright and shining light to a world that needs to see our Christ in us living in this world of unbelief. You just heard from our special guest, woman of God, gospel artist Nakia LaShawn. She's talking about, singing about, living about the everlasting love of God. And if you'd be so kind, Sister LaShawn, tell us the origins of this song. Where did this inspiration come from?
Yes, so Everlasting Love it came to me from a place of me asking myself, what can I do to share the gospel of Jesus Christ? What can I do to let people know that, hey, God is still in the saving business. He can still, you know, deliver you. He can still set you free.
Mm-hmm.
He can still
mm-hmm.
save you. And what came to me was Everlasting Love, and it's also still based off of my own personal testimony that I gave earlier, you know, how God dealt with me, and it was because of his love, his everlasting love, that, you know, drew me in. And so I wanted to, you know, share that with the world, and I wanted people to know, hey, you know, God sees what you're going through. If you're going through pain, if you're going through hard times, if you're going through trials and tribulations, you know, he sees you, he hears your cry, and you need that deliverance, you need salvation. He has that for you, and he's an everlasting he's going to provide you with that everlasting love. So that's the origin, that is the origin of my song.
Yes, and it's a beautiful song, and I appreciate the dynamics that you just shared about it. And what we want to share with the listeners is that, you know, in our Western Hemisphere culture, when we speak about love, that's only broken down. It's so generic in our sense and usage of the word love. But in the Greek, it is broken down into varying degrees, which actually is a form of a verb. The Greek word for love is agape or agape, whichever is your present. And it's a verb. It means not just an emotion. It's not tied to emotion. You have eros and you have Philadelphia, the other forms of love, filio love, which are different forms of love. Filio is that brotherly love. Eros is that intimacy between a husband and a wife, and agape is that general love that it can apply for every situation, every purpose. That means I'm going to do something tangible that you can see for yourself, which is sacrificial in nature. I'm not looking for a $5 tip. I'm not looking for anything in return. What I'm doing is I am using what I have, which blesses my soul in a way that is almost unexplainable. It's just that when the Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive, every time I give, I am actually following the blueprint of our Lord Jesus Christ, because what did he do, woman of God? Didn't he give? Didn't he give ultimately everything that he had, even his own life? That's what we mean when we talk about everlasting love. Share with us, woman of God, so if you don't mind going into so much of your story without maybe revealing too much intimate detail, can you go back to a time when you actually saw God's love in action over your life, maybe through I hate to say a crisis, because, you know, we all have our highs and our lows, but was there a particular time when you, beyond the shadow of a doubt, can say that was the love of God that I can see in my life, and it's not just an emotion?
Wow. Yeah, you know, just with, I would say overall, with just going through, you know, different tests in life, with me going through different tests, different trials, different, you know, tribulations, whether it has been the enemy, you know, trying to attack my mind, you know, he does that. Mm-hmm. He will come to you with thoughts, negativity. Yeah. To bring you down, to bring your spirit down. He'll tell you what you can't do.
That's true. You're right.
So just, you know, going through, you know, that type of test, attack on just like my confidence, even, in, you know, attacks on like my character, my ministry.
Oh. Come on.
You know, finances. You know, I have been through it all, and I one thing I can say is that, you know, God has, he's kept me, and in those moments, I was really, I would say in a low place, because I would ask God, I'm like, you know, why am I going through all of this? Why are you allowing the enemy to attack me through these different ways? And and it seemed like if once I got out of one trial, another one would be there, test would be there, another situation, this situation here, this situation there. And again, I would ask the Lord, why, Lord? Why? Why are you, you know, allowing me to experience all of this? Haven't I not, you know, served you? Have I not walked upright before you? Have I not done these things? And I asked the Lord that. And I'm going to be completely honest, like he spoke to me. And you know, the Lord normally, he speaks with us, or to us, I would say, in a still small voice. And it was very calm, and I could feel the love of God. And he said, count it all joy.
Yeah.
And I said, wow.
Ah.
He said, count it all joy. And I'll reference the scriptures, James 1, 2 through 26. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And so through his love, he showed me that, you know, I'm with you. I see what you're going through, but I'm allowing this because I'm building you. I'm strengthening you.
Mm.
And you're going to grow, and I'm going to use you. And I'm going to use you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that at that point in time, I knew, I said, yes, you know, yes, the Lord loves me. He's keeping me. He is keeping me.
Amen.
He is keeping me. Yes.
There is a spiritual, mental, emotional perception and awareness that God has kind of stepped from beyond the invisible realm to where we can feel a presence. It's almost like if you're in a room and without seeing someone into the room, you can sense that someone else is there. See, that's that sixth sense. That's that inner spirit that we all have. Just like that small, still voice when we're about to do something and we hear that voice say, I wouldn't do that, or maybe I shouldn't speak, or maybe I shouldn't whatever, right? That's that inspirational voice inside of us. God will occasionally step from beyond the invisible veil that he chooses, because he wants us to what? Live by faith, not by sight. So every now and then, just like woman of God, Nakia LaShawn just said, we sense his presence. It's not coincidence that we're in the right place at the right time. It was all preordained. It was all orchestrated by God for us to be at this particular place, for us to meet these particular people, for this certain opportunity to come our way. But what God does, woman of God, is he lets us kind of wade the water of our own faith so that we can trust in him more. And the more that we trust in God, our intimacy grows. So that when the devil comes, and then when naysayers and people that don't know God try to bring disrespectful conversation to us, we're not even trying to hear that, woman of God. Woman of God, is there any projects that you have going on in the near future that you'd like to share with us that we can kind of support you and encourage you in?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm definitely in the process of writing and creating new music. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. And I will be, you know, putting it out there as my EP. So just, you know, be on the lookout.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Send it to me. Send it to me. I'll be ready. I'll be waiting for it. Also, too, woman of God, listen, I know you said that you were raised in a church family. And before we let you get out of here, talk about the beauty of fellowship, because there's a certain segment of people out there that say, you know, hey, I don't have to go to church to worship God. And that's true. But you can't not go to church and be obedient to God, because he said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. That means the gift and anointing that you have on your life is not for you. It's for his glory and for the nourishment and encouragement of somebody else that's in the body of Christ. So the gifts that you have, you stay home, guess what? You are not allowing your gift to be used in the way that God has already proclaimed. Now, outside of that, woman of God, talk to us about the beauty of fellowship.
You know, fellowship is good. It's just like what you said, you know, we're not supposed to forsake, you know, our assembly together. And so, yeah, fellowship is what gives us strength. You know, being amongst other believers is what, you know, strengthens the body of Christ, because we're around
yeah.
like-minded people. So,
that's right.
Yeah, it's needed. It is needed. It's just like
and
also,
what about that old children's rhyme where it's talking about the knee bone is connected to the thigh bone is connected
yes.
to the hip bone. So if we are parts of the body of Christ and the certain parts of the body are not present, then the body is disjointed. The body is disconnected. It's not at its full working capacity. And I just shared all that because this is a platform where we want all of the listeners, including myself and my special guest, to be prepared for whomever God sends our way, so that we'll have a ready conversation, already prepared, and Holy Spirit God will just pull it out of us at the appropriate time, just like he told the apostles. He said, when they drag you before the court, take no forethought of what you will say. He said, at that moment. Now, didn't we talk about in an instant? Yeah. At that moment, Holy Spirit God will give us the words to say. But it's all based upon our obedience, our submission, and our willingness to deny ourselves. And like John the Baptist said, more of thee and less of me. Any closing words of wisdom that we can use to encourage us as we walk this Christian life?
I actually do have a closing word. I'm going to leave everyone with 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrong. And that's what our Lord Jesus did with us, and that's why his love is everlasting.
Amen. Powerful, powerful. I love it. I love it. I love it. Woman of God, we appreciate you so much. I'm looking forward to a kingdom collaboration with you. I want you to know that whenever you feel led to, if you just have that burning in your spirit and you are looking for a platform to share with, I want you to get in touch with me, and I'll make sure that I bring you on in. And if I got to move somebody around, I'll do it. Hey, and get me started. I'll shuffle some folks around, and we'll make it happen. Also, woman of God, why don't you share with us your information? Because I'm sure there's going to be concert promoters, there's going to be pastors that will have Women's Day celebrations, church services, revivals, convocations, and they're going to hear this broadcast, and they're going to want you to be a part of it. How can you be reached for booking? Share with my listeners all of your social media contact, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, whatever you have on social media, as well as where your music can be downloaded so that you can be blessed with my listener support.
Yeah, so my music can be downloaded on all digital outlets. For my booking information, you can visit my website, which is www.nakialashawn.com. That's www.nakialashawn.com. Also, for social media, my name is the same everywhere, so it's literally at Nakia LaShawn, which is N-A-K-I-A, LaShawn, L-A-S-H-A-N.
Amen, amen. Amazing. And all your music can be downloaded, can be purchased?
Yes, it can, on all digital outlets. So definitely, download, stream, share. I appreciate it all.
There you go. Amen. Woman of God, we appreciate you so much. Listen, I'm going to continue to keep you on my prayer list and pray for you that God will continue to stretch you forward in your ministry, stretch you and grow deeper into the everlasting love and knowledge of our God, our Savior, Jesus the Christ, as well as Holy Spirit God. Thank you so much for joining us. Please feel free to let me know whenever you'd like to come back. I would more than be happy and excited to have you come back and bless us with your presence. Amen.
Amen, Ron. It was a pleasure speaking with you today and your listeners.
Amen. Woman of, thank you so much for joining us on Fire the Gospel Experience. Woman of God, Gospel Artist Nakia LaShawn. I promise you God is going to use her in ways you don't even know. She don't even know the great things that our God has in store for her. I just sent it in my spirit, y'all. And listen, if you want to be my special guest on this Fire Gospel Experience, it's real easy. I'm on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson. I'll be more than happy to have you come on, and you can share with us your powerful words of inspiration and testimony, as well as your biblical scriptural knowledge, so that people can appreciate who you are in God. And if you're a gospel artist, please feel free to send me that MP3 music to Ronald Jefferson 1. I'll give you some airplay. I don't ask for much. I just ask you to be transparent, be for real, be 100. If you choose to make a donation, beautiful. I appreciate it, but that's not what I'm here for. God is taking care of me, and I just want to be a part of your kingdom success in Jesus the Christ. Amen. Goes right there. Listen, we have our Shine Artist Spotlight coming up. Woman of God, Nicole Streets is here. Oh, she's going to bless us. You think we just getting this bad boy Fire Gospel Experience off the ground? Man, we about to turn up the heat up in here, up in here. Want to send a special shout out to you fathers out there. You fathers indeed. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer, that God will continue to raise you up in maturity in Christ, in manhood in Christ, so that when people see you, be they man, woman, boy, or girl, they will see the true image of what a man is just through your years of fatherhood. Because being a father transforms us. It compels those things that are inside of us to be brought out and matured. Talking about kindness, talking about patience, talking about tolerance, talking about the ability to be there when people actually need you. It's a self-sacrificial position that we enjoy because it gives us the opportunity to express true love, and in return, we get so much more love back. So, Father, I'm praying for you. I'm a father. I'm blessed with five beautiful queens. Two of them are still in heaven. But I have that uncle father mentality for others as well. So that's the thing about being a father. Even when our children become adults, that spirit of fatherhood don't leave us. Don't you know that we make the best uncle, we make the best cousin, we make the best brother, we make the best godfathers, because we have gone through a season of life that has matured us and blessed us in ways that are unbelievable. So happy and blessed Father's Day to all of my men of God. I congratulate you in the beautiful name of our Jesus. We're about to get our praise on, because listen, when Holy Spirit God comes into the house, that is the place where you want to dwell. Here's man of God, Gregory G. Kissing, featuring woman of God, Sherry Nunberry. We're about to go on and dwell in the house. Talking about the house of the Lord, y'all.
Mercy.
my God, sounds just like we have in church. Up in here, wouldn't you say that? I would, I definitely would. Listen, you tuned in to Fire, the what it is. Before I bring my special guest on for Shining Out of Spotlight, I just had this spirit of praise. Huh? It just fell on me, y'all. So let's go ahead with the Harris Project and lift up your name, Most High God, because that's what we came here to do. Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, lift your hands and worship. He's in the room. Come on, he's here. Hallelujah, we know he's here. This is the moment. Get what you need tonight. Hallelujah. I was worship your name, Heavenly Father, we lift up your name. Awesome Creator, Ruler of men, Lion of Judah, the great I am.
Thank you.
He is God, just worship. You are God.
Amen, amen. Sometimes we just have to just steal away from the busyness of our days and our activities and just steal our mind and step beyond the veil of our present day circumstances and just commune with God. This is how our spirits are renewed. This is how our minds are refreshed. There is a peace inside the fiercest tornado that is known as the eye of the storm, which is just symbolically of the relationship that we have when we commune with God. The chaotic world around us can be swirling with so much madness and intensity that we have to step away from those circumstances and find that quiet, still place, even in the center of all of the madness around us, and say, God, I know you are here, and I thank you, God, for allowing the peace to surround me and keep me. And my composure is kept because I don't quit. I don't bail out. I don't allow any uncertainties to manifest within me and contaminate my faith. So, Father God, we do honor you sincerely. Today, now, and always, as we step away from those things that would distract us to commune with you in the beauty of holiness. Just please, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit God, remove those things that would stain us, that would contaminate us in your holy presence, and forgive us and cleanse us and make us white as snow is our prayer. We do thank you. We trust and believe your grace is sufficient to sustain us and make us brand new as we are a workmanship ongoing, created in the image of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. We say amen, Father God. We say amen, Lord Jesus. We say amen, Holy Spirit God, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. When that spirit of praise hits me, listeners, is my opportunity for us to commune together in holy prayer and share together, because this is a spiritual link. This is not just a platform to play music and to sound good and sound biblical and sound spiritual and sound scriptural. No, this is an avenue. This is an instrumental vessel. This is a vocal vessel that God has given me the privilege to oversee. That's why I invite each and every one of you to be a part of it, because it's not about me. It's not about you. We're just blessed to be a part of it in the name of God, the Father, the Lord Jesus, and Holy Spirit God. My special guest is here, a woman of God that is doing great things for God Almighty. She is a gospel singer, artist. She has been on Bobby Jones as well as Sunday Best. I remember seeing her. She is a former composer at DMI, singer-songwriter. She's down there in Ashland, Alabama. She's originally from Heflin, Alabama. A Bama girl. And she's doing great things for our Lord Jesus. My special guest as we shine the honor spotlight on Woman of God. Nicole Streets is here, y'all, on this fire gospel experience. Watch it. Watch it bless us. And watch her just bless us and honor God. Amen. 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 Woman of God.
Hello.
How
hello.
You doing, woman of God. Bless your woman.
I
of God,
am
Nicole
great.
Speech.
I
welcome,
am great.
Welcome.
I am great.
Hi.
Thank you.
That is amazing. She didn't even know, y'all. She didn't even know I was her biggest fan. She just thought I was just some cat on internet radio. She had no idea that I am all about loving on her and loving on the God that's in her, and just grateful for people like her that are just doing great and awesome things for God. Thank you for joining us on the Shine Artist Spotlight. My intention is to help you just pursue God in a more fervent manner and to help your ministry expand and grow beyond where people already know you. I believe God wants to do greater things in you, woman of God, Nicole Street, than he already has
yes,
done.
Sir.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am Nicole Street. I am from Ashland, Alabama. I am a gospel singer. Been singing ever since I was 3 years old. My mom and my dad are also singers. My dad was a Gay Velez. He sung with the Gay Velez from Anniston, Alabama, and my mom sang with her sister's breakfast. And so it's just in my blood. It's you know, that's my background. They push me, you know, to do what, you know, I'm doing now, in the gospel field, and I wouldn't have it no other way.
I know it. Aren't you glad that you had parents that just pushed you in the right direction and in the right way? They didn't try to shove it down your throat, but they said, here, sister girl, try this, and we support you. Aren't you just blessed to have people like that in your family? Isn't that a blessing?
Yes, it is. I tell my mom today, my dad is gone on. He died back in 2002. But I always let my mom know how much I appreciate her.
Mm-hmm.
For pushing me, even though it was, you know, hard at the time for me, especially being, you know, coming up as a teenager and wanting to get out and do what, you know, other teenagers and stuff did. But my mom and dad saw something in me, you know, and they was not willing to, you know, let me go to the streets. You know, they had to keep me grounded. You know, and that's what they did, and I'm so grateful, and I'm so thankful for that.
Amen. I'm thankful for it too, sister girl, woman of God. Tell us about maybe some of the most difficult times that you went through, because there are people that are going through difficult times right now. I'm sure they could use an encouraging word on how you kept your head high, how you kept your faith real, and you trusted in the Lord, and you were able to press on until your victory came. Tell us about a situation where you know it's going to bless somebody and it's going to give God glory. Tell us about it.
My most difficult time was about 7 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago. I had a gospel group that was called Nicole Young and Company. I was a young at the time. Nicole Young and Company. And I went through some things, you know, with that group. And I thought I was doing everything right, you know, by my people, you know, that was in the group. And I had one of my cousins, whom I thought I was close to at the time. Like, you know, just took the whole group. You know, they started up a whole other group. You know, and that was, you know, that was hurtful, you know, for me.
Yes,
but
it was.
In the midst of that, I had to talk to God, you know, and understand, you know, what was going on, is that he saw what was going on behind closed doors. And he moved those people out of the way for a reason, you know, so that he could get me to where he wanted me to be, so that I could grow, continue to grow in him. You know, some things that we don't understand, some things we have to pray and ask God for understanding. You know, once I got that understanding, you know, I knew then, you know, I couldn't walk around holding grudges or anything like that. I had to forgive and let go.
Yeah.
And once I did that, that was when he began to, you know, to start blessing me. You know,
I'm glad you said to
forgive and let go.
And I'm so glad you said that, because what we fail to realize is that, see, when people hurt us, we want to be right there as a living, breathing witness for the payback.
Right.
For karma to hit them. We want them to feel the same pain or more, come on now,
right,
than we
right.
went through. But see,
right.
that's not spiritual. It's spiritual, but
right.
it's dark spiritual. God wants us
right.
to be spiritual people of light, because we are called to express the same forgiveness that God did us, and it takes spiritual maturity to be able to let go. Because I want you to talk a little bit about how people don't understand that vengeance and regret poisons our spirit. That's like drinking poison and waiting on somebody else to die, I heard somebody say. Talk about how you were set free from that, because you were the one that said you had to forgive. There are people out there that have no concept of the process of forgiving. What are the steps of forgiving? What's the first thing that we have to do when we say, you know what, I don't want to, I want to, but I don't want to. There's a part of me that's fighting this thing, but I realize that the best thing for me to do is to forgive them. How do I do that, woman of God, Nicole Street?
You have to think about what would, in your situation, the mistakes and stuff that you make, and you go to God and you ask God for forgiveness. You are expecting for God to forgive you. So if you can't forgive others, then how can you expect him to forgive you? So you have to forgive. It's not, it don't feel good. It don't feel good. And sometimes we just plain out don't want to. But you have to look at it like, okay, if I want God to forgive me for the things that I have done, or for the things that I don't even know that I've done yet or going to do yet, you know, and I ask God for forgiveness, I'm expecting him to forgive me. So you have to be willing to forgive someone else and let go. And when you do that, you're setting yourself free. Because when you're holding on to things and you're holding a grudge against people for what they have done to you, it's like, just like you said, it's poison to your soul. And you
That's
become bitter and you become mean. You know, and you can't function. You're only concentrating on how can you get back at this person. That's not for you to do. God says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. You know, so we have to let it go. We have to forgive, and we have to let it go. Do we have to keep going around so that it keeps happening? No. You forgive, let go, and move on.
Amen. Amen. And then, you know what? Sometimes as we walk by faith, see, God made us to be intelligent creatures, but God didn't make
right.
us as know-it-alls. He didn't make
right.
us to be know-it-alls. That's why I said
right.
walk by faith, because, see, sometimes we just have to lay on the altar of trusting God and say, God, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I trust that you will do it. I don't have to know the process. Maybe you'll reveal it to me as it's happening. But what we need to understand, y'all, is that holding on to grudges and revenge keeps us connected to the pain that hurt us in the first place. You got people that hurt us. They done went on with their life. They don't probably even remember what they did. And yet and still, we rolling over in the bed, can't go to sleep, hoping that something real bad happened to them, and then we can get the joy of enjoying somebody else's misery. Is that like Christ? No, it's not. See, these are the things that we have to take a look at and say, you know what? There's things about me, woman of God, Nicole Street, that I still don't really like according to the scriptures.
Right.
I've been reading scriptures, and I can see that these things are not like how my Lord Jesus behaved, and I want to be more like him.
Right.
So, God, I need your help. I need your help. Tell us about love of Jesus, because my special guest, she came in, woman of God, Nikia LaJohn. Her song is entitled Everlasting Love. And then here you come on that same love spirit talking about the love of Jesus. Don't you just love how Holy Spirit God be moving? Talk about this song, The Love of Jesus. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Oh, my God. The love of Jesus. Oh, my God. I wrote that song. I was going through something, you know, at the time. And you know, those words just came to me, and I know it wasn't nobody but God just letting me know, you know, no matter what you're going through, I'm always there. I'm always going to be there for you. You know, as long as you stay faithful, you know, to God. He's going to be faithful to you. You know, and that's what that song is all about, the love of Jesus. You know, the love of Jesus. You know, and then I also have another song that says, every time I turn around, he keeps making a way. You know, those things that at a young age, I had to be about 6 or 7 years old. I used to hear my grandmother talk about this man named Jesus and how good he was and, you know, and how she loved him and stuff. And I went to my grandmama one day, and I told my grandmother that I wanted to know that man named Jesus.
Yeah.
I wanted to know him. And she asked me, did I want to be baptized? And I told her, yes, you know. And so at that young age, I knew, you know, I knew of him, and I knew I wanted him to be a part of my life, you know, and I've been rocking with him ever since. Well, clearly, ever since I came in the world, because, you know, the gift was on me in the womb, you know, and you know, it has you when you become of age and you become of knowledge, you don't want anybody to be pushed into accepting him. He wants everybody to accept him on their own free will. You know, and this is what I did at the age of 6 years old. You know, and I've had that, the love of Jesus. He's protected me. He's been there for me, and he's blessed me, you know, throughout the years, me growing up and learning things. You know, he's been there, you know, and there's no greater love than the love of Jesus. There's no greater love.
And I don't know if y'all heard it, listeners, but I heard it. She had a flashback. She was getting choked up as she was reminiscing and thought back to those times when God was right there for us. Because I couldn't see him. I don't have to see him. I can't see the wind.
Right.
But does anybody have any objection to the effects of the wind? You can't deny it. I can't see sound, but I can feel it. If I stand close to that speaker and they turn the volume up, that thing, that volume will be running all through my body. I have to get out the way because that thing will make my heart start racing. So invisibility is a reality. And God wants to see, are you going to trust your eyes, which is really, are you going to trust yourself? Are you going to trust me, which you can't see, but you can't deny the love of Jesus? Lord have mercy.
That's right.
You get happy. down in my soul. That's why I want Holy Spirit God to just move and have his way and just live inside of us. Sounds of woman of God, I'm telling you. I'm waiting on the remix. Listen, woman of God, whenever you feel so led, whenever Holy Spirit God puts you in that studio, please feel free to make sure you send yours truly. Whatever it is, you looking for some airplay, because I want to be a contributor to this awesome gospel ministry that you got going on. Got that quartet sound up in there. That's so cool. I love it. I love it. I love it. Keep doing what you're doing, woman of God.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. It's my pleasure. It's my ministry. It's what I do. Do you have any parting words of wisdom, nuggets that we can put in our spirit and in our soul and walk with it?
I just want to let everybody know that no matter what you're going through, keep trusting in God. Keep having faith. I'm a living witness that he's going to come through. It don't matter what the situation is. If you're sick in your body, you know, if it's financial issues, it doesn't matter. If your kids are acting out, it doesn't matter. Keep praying and keep having faith in God. He's going to come through for you.
Amen. Won't he do it? Won't he do
it? Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Woman of God, how can those concert promoters or those pastors that's going to be having Women's Day and revivals get in touch with you for booking so that you can be a part of their celebration, as well as your social media contact so that my supporters can follow you on social media? And I appreciate it, too, if you will let my listeners know how they can download your music. Come on now.
They can download my music on any online social media outlet, Amazon, CD Baby, Rhapsody, iTunes, different, you know, outlets like that. They could go on there and download my music. I also have older CDs and stuff on there that they can also download for the promoters. Mm-hmm. You know, if anybody wants to contact me to come and do a program or anything like that, my name is Nicole Street, and you can reach me at 256-589-6888, and that's 256-589-6888. And you can also reach out to me on Facebook through Messenger and Instagram as well. I'm trying to get some stuff going with TikTok, but I don't know, because they're talking about discontinuing TikTok.
Yeah, they got that's one of China's platforms, and it has just swept all over this country. Everybody loves it, but we have to be careful. We have to be careful, because sometimes the origin of where things come from may have a nefarious plan behind it all, especially those things that are so popular. That's why we have to be careful.
Right.
Being a student of the word and always growing up loving English and poetry, and I've been blessed to author and publish two books. I'm working on my third book right now. I'm going to share with you some informational wordology, because you said you have some older music. No, ma'am. Because when we hear the word older, we almost think that it's dilapidated, it's out of step, and it's antiquated. So I'm going to suggest, when you think about some of your previous material, let the people know that I have some classic material in my library, in my vault, in my archive, because new music can be
there
a classic.
There you go, right there.
It's the music that has already been around, and if people don't know it was released a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, it's still anointed. There's no expiration on God's anointing. It doesn't get old. It doesn't lose its shine. It still sounds good. And until y'all say, oh, I put that out in 1997, they'll be thinking that's some new music. So just tell people you got some classic music that you want to share. Amen?
Yes, classic.
Amen. Classic music. Yes, that's what I do. Well, Woman of God, I appreciate you. I'm looking forward to you coming back. Let this be a kingdom collaboration. If you feel led in your spirit, you need a place to come and share about the good things, the great things, the magnificent things that God is doing in your life, I want you to consider Fire the Gospel Experience first, because I will move some people around if I have to. See, I ain't scared. I'm here to do what God gave me to do. And the people that love me, they just cooperate with me so well. I just ask requests, and they just bless. You know what they say? A closed mouth won't get fed, right? Come on now. So I just ask, and God has blessed my life. So I thank you so much, woman of God. I'm looking forward to watching God just elevate you and do wonderful things in your life. Again, my prayer list, and I'm going to keep praying that God will continue to make you a fruitful branch and a bright and shining light in this world that we're living in. Amen.
Amen, and thank you so much for having me on your show. I was so honored.
Amen, it's my pleasure. Woman of God, in my shine artist spotlight, gospel artist Nicole Streets, y'all be on the lookout for her. She gonna turn the whole thing out for Jesus. Yes, she did. I believe that. I just believe that. I feel it in my spirit. God is sending me people that are sincere about what they are doing in their ministries. It's not about name recognition. It's not about trying to be this, that, or the other thing. All they want to do is just show God how much they appreciate him for revealing himself in our lives, and then wanting everybody that I come into contact with to have this beautiful, intimate relationship with the God who made us. Amen. Goes right there. And then as a result of that, God pours out so many blessings, it just makes you want to just go run and tell somebody. Or should I say, in the words of man of God, Bishop Dan Willis and ANC All Nations Choir, it just makes you just want to break out in a sincere, straight-up praise to our God. So come on, man of God, let's praise it.
Live from the world headquarters of the Lighthouse Church in Chicago, please put your hands together and give a Chicago welcome to our very own All Nations Choir.
Open up your mouth and scream. I came to bless his name. Come on, open up your mouth. Scream. Let everything.
Let everything. Praise the Lord.
He deserves
all the glory.
don't know why y'all looking around acting all surprised. Everybody else that was just dancing and sweating in Canada, y'all already know what it is on this Fire Gospel Experience. Everybody else looking around like, he ain't playing. He said he was going to give God praise, and that's what I meant, and that's what we do on this Fire Gospel Experience. Sounds of Man of God, Bishop Dan Willis, and ANC, All Nations Choir, giving us God praise. Want to just make mention of my friend and sister in Christ, our Sunday school superintendent, woman of God, Michelle Atkinson. She introduced me to a young man that I'm about to bring to the platform to share with us an amazing accomplishment that he's been blessed to achieve, as well as a ceremony that is going to be taking place here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, where yours truly was born. Grew up in Detroit. Yeah, I'm back in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, after living in Detroit for 40 years. Didn't see that one coming. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm back here now with man of God, Jamal Jackson. He is here to share with us an amazing testimony and event that's going on here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. So welcome to the platform, introducing to some and presenting to everybody else, man of God, Jamal Jackson, here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Yeah. Thank you for joining us, man of God, Jamal Jackson. How you doing, young man? How are you?
All right, I'm great. Great name of God.
Amen. Amen. Happy Father's Day to you, if that's appropriate. Amen. Amen.
Yep.
Father's Day.
Yes. Amen. It is. It's definitely appropriate.
Amen. Amen. Happy Father's Day. Congratulations. That's a wonderful accomplishment, because we hear so much negativity about so many men and not being responsible. It's an honor to meet an honorable father that has stood there and stood the test of time and sacrifices and have raised children to be productive people, believers in God for the most part. That's our greatest achievement right there, but being there for them. Listen, man of God, share with the listening audience your testimony and why you're here today and what's taking place today and tomorrow here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much again. So funny that you mentioned that. So right now I'm at the Pine Bluff Convention Center. I'm actually here with my daughters, my two daughters, my 20-year-old and my 15-year-old. They're out here, you know, helping me, you know, celebrate the event for the Juneteenth event here in the Pine Bluff Convention Center. And my sister is out here as well. So what happened was, I just retired from the Marine Corps last year, after 27 years.
Amen.
27 years.
Wow.
Once I retired, you know, the mayor, she actually issued a proclamation for June 18th being my day, because I retired on June 18th of last year. But she made that Master Gurney Sergeant Jamal Jackson Day. And what happened with that is, Master Gunner Sergeant is the highest grade in the Marine Corps. Now, what I can tell you, or two things I can tell you from that is, number one, the Marine Corps is not easy. I would submit that it's probably the hardest branch of the military, and I'm sure every other branch would agree with that. And
I agree.
The second part of that. So, and I made it. And the second part of that is, I had no intention of making it to E9. Like I said, that's the highest grade in the Marine Corps. I had only planned on doing 4 years and getting out. So I made it. I'm a native of Pine Bluff. So I came out of Pine Bluff. Once I ended that four-year stretch, what I found after that 4 years was there was nothing to come back to.
Okay.
So I just continued my career. And then I wouldn't say it was overnight, but before you know it, I was at 27 years. At 27 years in the Marine Corps. And again, I retired last year. So I guess one thing that kept me in the Marine Corps is I didn't have any mentors. I didn't know any Marines coming into the Marine Corps. And then I couldn't tell you why or how I joined it. The recruiter was at my doorstep, and then the next thing you know, I was in the Marine Corps. So I didn't have that lineage of a Marines or anybody to depend on. And I got the brunt end of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to learn the hard way, everything the hard way. So once I started climbing in the ranks, I became a mentor, or I wanted to be a mentor to the younger Marines who looked like me, who didn't have that mentor, who I didn't have coming up. So that propelled me to stay in the Marine Corps longer than I anticipated, because I just saw that's what these younger Marines needed, because it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's really difficult. So I could go into stories about, you know, the gas chambers, you know, the rifle ranges, the swim calls, which I didn't know how to swim, but one way or another, you learn. And, you
they
know, the deployment.
Didn't they?
Yes. I won't scare anybody away, but they learn. So I learned how to swim like against my will. So they taught me. He taught me. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful, and I say more than anything else, I'm blessed because I've seen. The Marines that I came in with, probably a group of 12 of us when I first entered the Marine Corps. Not one of those Marines graduated or retired with me. All of them found either they got out early or they got hurt or they, got in some trouble. They just didn't make it. So out of 12 Marines that came in with me, I was the only one that made it all the way to the end. So that was a blessing. Wow. And then it was also a blessing, to be able to support my children. Like I have three girls, all girls. My oldest daughter, she was killed. She was murdered about 3 years ago, and she was sitting in her car at a college party. She had just started college.
Sorry to hear that.
So that's kind of gave me a sour, I felt a little guilty because, I kind of sacrificed, they sacrificed their dad. They sacrificed me for the Marine Corps. I had to give all my time to the Marine Corps to make it in the rank. Meanwhile, I was able to financially support them, but as far as physically, going to the events for my daughters, I wasn't able to do that. Take anything for granted, especially time, because once I realized, once I retired, I can have time for my daughters. That was always in the back of my mind. Once I retire, I can pay for their college. Mm-hmm. They'll have medical benefits, and then I can give them the time they need. Well, I didn't have the time she needed. Like by the time I retired, she was no longer here. So I learned to never take life or time or people for granted. That's one big thing I learned from the experience of my daughter. So I think I'm in the acceptance stage of that grief now. Still hurts, but I'm in the acceptance stage of it.
And luckily,
I have my other two daughters here with me. They're sticking tight by me. Mm-hmm. So they're here with me in Pine Bluff, and they travel pretty much everywhere I go. My oldest daughter, my middle daughter now, she's in LSU. I was blessed to send her to LSU, mm-hmm. and she's on the other side. She has a college paid for.
Amen.
And my youngest daughter, she started high school. So she's a sophomore now.
Amen.
So I was blessed to do that. And that brings me to the point.
Go ahead, sir. I was just going to say, I definitely can relate to that because I have five daughters and two of them are in heaven now. What are the events? Tell us about the events that are going on today and tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, so the event today it's a Juneteenth event combined with my day. So I have a table there at the in Juneteenth, and I'm an author as well. So I'm selling my books and I'm selling some of my T-shirts because I have my own publishing company as well. I publish my own book from my publishing company, so I'm selling the books, and the books proceeds from the books are going to my daughters. I have a college scholarship fund in the name of my daughter that was killed,
mm-hmm.
and the proceeds from all the monies from the donations will go toward a scholarship. I would award a scholarship to one of the graduating seniors of Pine Bluff High next year, as one of the 2024 graduating seniors. Initially, I was going to do it for Dalloway, but I just found out that Dalloway was no longer going to be around next year. I guess they were going to combine with Pine Bluff High, so I'll be giving a scholarship to a graduating student from Pine Bluff High. And we'll be doing it tomorrow as well. So tomorrow, I'll be at the John F. Falls Waterfront Building at Recreation Park.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll also have for kids. So it's a community event. I'll have a Madden tournament. For all the kids that want to play that's good at Madden. Then I also have a coloring contest for the kids that color and draw, and then there'll be winners from those as well. First, second, and third place for the Madden tournament, and then the winner will get a prize. And also there will be a raffle. I have a 32-inch TV and also a tablet that we'll be raffling off as well.
Amen.
And again, all those proceeds will go to that college scholarship fund in the name of my daughter to a graduating senior next year. And in addition to that, there will be free food, and then there'll be music, and then there'll be fellowshiping tomorrow.
Amen. Listen, man of God, I hate to rush you, but we're running a little bit short on time. I do appreciate you letting everyone know. Is there a number that you could be reached or my listeners if they need to get any further information from you?
Yes, please. Yeah. So my phone number is 704-202-0581. And I can also be reached on Instagram at 3point_press. The number 3POINT underscore press, PRESS on Instagram.
Amen. Listen, man of God, if you feel so led that you want to come back and be my special guest and talk about whatever it is that you feel led by God to talk about, I would appreciate if you would consider this Fire Gospel Experience platform. And I'm grateful for your time and service. Congratulations on your retirement. Congratulations on you being a stand-up father. And I look forward to meeting you one day. I might fall through there myself one of these days because I work for Parks and Recreation, so I know very well about the Fallis Waterfront Community Center. That's where I work daily, sir. So listen, man of God, I pray God will continue to bless you with much prosperity in the future and for you and your family. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. My special guest, Master Gunnery Sergeant, retired man of God, Jamal Jackson, was here on this Fire Gospel Experience, sharing his experience as well as events that are going on. Amen. It just blesses my heart and soul to have people that will come forward and share the good thing. We hear so much negativity and bad news. It just makes you wonder, where are the good things that are going on in life? Listen, I want to share with you with the time I have left from the subject beat up from Luke 18, chapters 14 through 14 will be our discussion points, our focus points. And that word of God from the NIV says, beat up to the temple break, one a Pharisee and other tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. Verse 12 says, I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance in verse 13 and says he would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Verse 14 says, I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. I believe that one of the greatest challenges for many, if not most people, is that of humility. The world that we live in says and insists that only the strong survive. Now, I do understand the theory and import behind each word that are expressed of this type of bravado, exclusion of the strength of a humble heart, which is the misunderstood power of meekness, which is indeed never weakness, but power under control. Our scripture lesson depicts two individuals on the opposite side of the spectrum of human identity. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, another tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you, I'm not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. Now, what we see here are the extremes of the social, economic, and religious ladder of men, both at the same place praying, but also both from a very different place within themselves. Two men went up to pray in the temple, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. Now, the Pharisees were notoriously proud and religiously a self-righteous group of men. However, they were so heavenly minded that they were no earthly good. That when even the very Son of God, our Lord Jesus, appeared, they didn't even know him. John 1:11 says he came into his own, and his own received him not. And then there was the highly hated and ostracized tax collector who would possibly be a person of the very same people held under the denomination of the Roman Empire, who I'm sure would lose sleep and would carry around his own disfavor over his treason to his fellow Israelites, for being a traitor to his own people and a lowly puppet for the Roman Empire kingdom, who were using him for their own imperial good and gain. Now, we are told to come to Jesus as we are, yes. But the relevant truth is that God loves us too much to keep us as we are. We would do well to allow ourselves to trust and fall into the grace of God, that he, talking about God, would indeed mold and shape us into the very people that he, God, created us to be. Verse 11 says, the Pharisee stood by himself and praised God. I thank you that I'm not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even this tax collector. I fast twice a week and get a tenth of all I get. Now, can we all not at least look at those times when our prayers were a self-centered origin, as if to say that whatever we receive from God, we somehow innately deserve? That there was, is some ingrown goodness that with us somehow made us even better than others? The delusion of self-centeredness of believers for some time may creep in and create a sense of spiritual self-indulgence. If we don't possess a true sense of humility, we will all be carried away by the fog of self-idolatry. Our prayer life can become a long laundry list of prideful things that we have convinced ourselves of, that we have achieved and arrived to heights by our own merit, as did the Pharisees in our scripture lesson here. And trust me, beloved, that is something that we do not want to be in a place to occupy, where we feel self-entitled by even God, as if we deserve God to bless us. No, what we deserve is judgment from God. Thank God for Redeemer that saved us. That's what it means to be saved. Luke 18 and 13 says, but the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Humility, it's a true test of one's own conscience. But we have to be aware to not overindulge ourselves with regret, shame, and unforgiveness. We sometimes unknowingly keep emotional, mental, and spiritual baggage holding on to things that we cannot change. Now, I must confess, there are things that I can remember as if it were yesterday, and how I wish that I could go back in time and change them, to get to do what is known as a do-over. But I and we don't have that luxury. So rather than carry around the pains of our past wrong decisions, actions, and memories, let us remember those very low times as motivation to stay humble before God and men, and to reverse the past mistakes into our now most precious promises to please God. Luke 18 and 14 says, I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God, says our Lord Jesus. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. We must, as believers, have our own path to walk in God. God allowed us to make some terrible mistakes so that we could all experience the sweet taste of God's love, kindness, and forgiveness. How else could we testify and let our souls rejoice in the beautiful life of God's grace that we now live in if we all haven't been sinners in some ways who would beat ourselves up? Until, however, we realized and accepted the wonderful gift of God who saved us from ourselves and the penalty of our sins through his Son and our Lord Jesus the Christ. Amen. Amen goes right there. I want to thank my special guest, woman of God, gospel artist Nikia LaShawn, for coming in and blessing us with so much truth. Lord God, she blessed my soul. I'm excited for her ministry, for who she is in Christ, and looking forward to her coming back to this fire gospel experience, as well as my special guest and my shine out of spotlight, woman of God, Nicole Streets, came up in here, and I mean, they just all blessed us, didn't they? Didn't they? Yes, they did. I just want to leave you all with one final word. Y'all know I like to leave y'all blessed and highly favored as best I can. Amen. Goes right there. If the eyes are the windows to the soul, then the ears are the doors to our minds. Amen. One of these, I was one of God, Julia Brown. She sent this to me. She's talking about God's not dead. No, because he's living right inside of you, I, and everybody else that believes. So till next time, y'all be blessed in the name of our Lord Jesus. I pray your strength. I pray God's favor and blessing overflow your life to make you go run and tell somebody that Jesus Christ is Lord. Until next time, y'all be blessed. Hallelujah.
You can try to get it. Come on.